Hello, I'm Jared Atha for Right Radio. Here is today's news podcast for Tuesday, April 26, 2011. Today's top story, Emation loses millions. Emation Corporation, which closed its magnetic tape manufacturing plant in Weatherford earlier this month and switched production to a plant in Japan operated by TDK, lost $7.2 million in the first quarter of this year. That's up from a loss of $2.6 million for the same period last year. TDK's operations were unaffected by the recent earthquake and tsunami in Japan, but the company is seeing price increases in Asia for raw materials, especially for petroleum-based products such as optical disc. Emation Chief Executive Officer Mark Lucas says he does not expect revenue to grow until 2012. The company also expects earnings to decline this year as it makes investments to shift the company's focus towards secure storage media and new storage media such as removable hard drives. The Clinton School Board of Education has hired a new superintendent. Kevin Heim was selected to be the next leader of the district during a special meeting yesterday. Heim says there are many challenges in education.
And with the testing and the state legislature and all the new ideas, and everybody out there has an idea to make education better, that's all great, but we have to implement it. We have to get together and do what's best for our kids, and so that's the challenge, because I've got to work with the principals, who've got to work with the teachers, but we all have to work together to do what's best educationally for our students.
Clinton School Board President Wade Anders says Heim was one of the first three applicants interviewed for the position.
He's got a lot of connections in the state with other superintendents around the state, which makes good connections. If you need something, you can call around the state. Kevin seemed like a real personable guy that will come in here and rock right along. Him and Jason's visited a little bit. We just thought it was a good match, and we're going to be able to move right on and hopefully never feel a bump in the road.
Heim will assume his new duties on July 1st. He is currently the superintendent of Woodland Schools in North Central Oklahoma. Custer County Commissioners yesterday decided to lift the burn ban for 1 week. County Commissioner James Covey says the recent precipitation has allowed commissioners to lift the burn ban to allow individuals to burn trees, among other things. However, Covey says if the weather turns dry again, he would discourage burning.
I would caution everyone to contact the fire departments and let them know they're doing a controlled burn just to help those guys out. Watch the winds. Make sure that conditions are okay.
Custer County Commissioners will again review the burn ban issued during their meeting next Monday. A retirement reception honoring four Southwestern Oklahoma State University faculty was held today on the Weatherford campus. Mike Smith reports on that.
The reception that will honor Dr. Jill Jones from the Department of Language and Literature, Joe London, Department of Art, Dr. Les Price, Department of Distance Learning, and Dr. Terry Segris, Department of Music.
More news after this.
Here at Right Radio, we strive to bring you the best in music, news, weather, and production. In doing so, we have made it easy for you, our listeners, to connect and listening to the finest programming we have on our network. Don't forget to like our stations on Facebook, follow our stations on Twitter, and subscribe to this podcast for the latest on local news and beyond. No matter where you are, you can stay connected with Right Radio. Thanks for listening.
The chief financial officer of Weatherford Regional Hospital gave the Weatherford Hospital Authority a good financial report for the month of March this week. Stephanie Helton credits the good report to a full-time surgeon.
Profit for the month was $68,227, and so year-to-date profits over $600,000. We've had record-high revenue months, and we mainly attribute that to an increase in our ancillary services. X-ray and lab has really improved over last year, and we are seeing additional surgery patients due to our full-time general surgeon, Dr. Jackson, that we have here now.
Helton says there is an improving trend in finances through the first 6 months of the fiscal year. Weatherford City Council has decided to increase cemetery lot fees by $25. Clerk Treasurer Tony Davenport says the fees have not been increased for several years.
We're proposing a $25 increase across the board. We still have very inexpensive pricing. Throughout the state, we're well below the average price.
Davenport says based on the cost to purchase additional cemetery land and to plat the land, the price for existing lots would not meet the cost for expansion. In other business, the council identified several properties in the city as dilapidated, including the former Bill's Motel site on West Main Street. The division manager for Cobb Engineering made a presentation to Weatherford City Council yesterday outlining details of the Weatherford Walking Trails project, which calls for the construction of sidewalks on Washington from Main to Bertram. Brian Richard says the work will be done on the west side of the road.
The three main factors were pedestrian safety, safer route, it was going to be less expensive than the east side, and there were fewer obstructions that we'd have to deal with.
Richard says bids for the project will be solicited in July, with construction expected to begin this fall. In state news, too little, too late as far as rain for the wheat crop. Alex Cameron has that.
The latest Oklahoma crop weather update indicates that where the hard red winter wheat crop did receive rainfall, it may have come so late in the maturation process that little benefit will be seen. The Panhandle, West Central, Southwest, and North Central districts did receive some rain, but farmers there are still in desperate need of more.
A Pottawatomie County man will stand trial on murder, rape, kidnapping, and other charges. Keith Merks has more.
Those charges are related to the death of a man and an assault on his girlfriend. Glendon Gowker is charged with first-degree murder, and prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. Authorities say the victims had gone to Gowker's home to complete a real estate deal.
Today's top story, Emation loses millions. I'm Jared Atha for Right Radio.